a relationship between corporate social media efforts and profits? This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. A study by internet analyst Charlene Lee of the Altimeter Group finds a correlation between profit growth and how well companies engage customers via social media. The study ranked top brands according to the quality of their social media efforts. The best scoring companies operated in multiple channels, blogs, Twitter, Facebook, and the like, but also used those channels to interact with customers at a high level. The most social media-friendly companies on average enjoyed sales gains of 18% over the past year, according to the study, while the laggards saw a 7% decline. There are plenty of individual exceptions to the correlation. Starbucks, which ranked first on Lee's list of best social media performers, has seen steadily falling revenues of late. Still, Lee says Starbucks is doing the social media thing right, and I asked her why.
One of the things they have is a site called MyStarbucksIdea.com, and people can go and submit ideas of how they think Starbucks should improve. Now, one person sort of manages the technology in the site, but 50 people from around the organization come and look at the ideas, vet them, bring them back to their organization and departments, and then come back with responses of what they will do and won't do. And you've got to believe that that's going to help them. That mindset to be able to engage with your customer is going to give them good ideas.
There, of course, are going to be plenty of exceptions to your findings, like a company such as Apple does not seem to be at all engaged with its customers. In fact, sort of seems to be the opposite in many ways. And yet that company, you know, does pretty well.
Right. And Apple is one of the exceptions out there because they are in a very competitive space. They need to be keeping secrets very oftentimes. They also have fantastic, fantastic products and a very engaged user base with each other. So in many ways, they don't need to be out there because they have an exceptional product and relationship with the customers already. Most companies, most brands don't have that kind of relationship.
In your study, you see a connection between financial performance and engagement on social networks by these companies. What is that connection?
This is correlation that we found that people who were broadly engaged and also deeply engaged had on average better revenue growth, better gross margins, and better net margin growth. And I think there's some causal relationship, but I think it's not a direct cause, but it could be that companies who are more apt to engage with customers in whatever channel that might be, may be in a better position to perform well also.
So what you can't say is engage people on social networks and see profits.
Yeah, we can't say that given this study. We cannot absolutely say that if you use social media, you will see higher profits. But we can see evidence, there's anecdotes that people are saying that the deeper engagement in these channels are leading to better retention of customers, to repeat customers, and in some cases, like what Dell did, they drove actual sales through Twitter.
Charlene Lee is a partner with the Altimeter Group. You can read her study online at engagementdb.com. Among the poorest performers on her list of companies using social networks to engage customers, Duracell, Kellogg's, and Gillette. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.